come up here past you and he saw something. And when the fellas with him stood there, and she went out the door, and he come around the house. And someone said, "You better get the law." Well, I said, "Wait till Luke comes back." Luke followed her. And they were over there, Luke Keithley. He couldn't get a thing, wouldn't talk to him. And he got a nigger to try her, you know, and she wouldn't talk to him. A nigger over there, a good nigger. He didn't know her, and I didn't know her. And so they come on back, the law come out then, they got the law and they couldn't find her. So the next morning, a woman come down the road and come, yeah, you know, a mother of this girl, which was 12 years old, she was well grown to her age, had a little old dog. She asked me, "Did I seen her?" I told her. And about that time, this fellow come down the road, was with Luke, said, "I seen her walk in that, at a building up the road here, you know, where her grandma stayed. But she went this way. And somebody said she slipped in Luke's barn." Well, I asked the mother, I said, "Is she in a way, is her mind bad?" "No." Well, I said, don't abuse her. I said, "Don't abuse her." I said, she said, "No." And I never did know and never did hear no more about what was the matter with her. But her daddy and mother had gone to Jackson to a doctor and left the older ones there with her, older than her, you know. And I just imagine they beat the devil out of her or something, you know, the older ones. And she just got mad and left the house. I never could figure anything else, you know. But I never did hear nothing else about it, what they'd done. But there's something wrong somewhere there. No, I've always been like this in my life. I might meet you in town there. In an hour from now, you'd go to the house and change clothes or change pants or shirt. I'd never look at you, but I'd know it and I'm a met you. Yes. He up and told me, said, "You'd have made the best FBI you could have started." But I know him. I don't know why. I don't know why did I do that, but I always notice. And I used to travel in the county. If I saw a strange car tag, I'd get the number of it. You know, I'd get the number of it. Because always somebody wants somebody, you know. They got to stealing the wire off from vacant houses, you know, the copper wire, and burning the insulation off in Carrington Yard. You hear of that. And I saw a piece in the paper where the manager at the REA here, he said he'd like for somebody to help him if he could, if he'd like to help him out. Well, it wasn't but just a few days, I got on to something. The man wrote that burned it off worked for the REA, the man that stole the wire, and this other fellow burned it off. And I went down there and I told him, "Mr. the head man," I said, "I want to talk to you privately." I went in there and I said, "You got a man working on the job here, stealing that wire.